Hi, my name is Jonathan, and I'm here joined with
Timmy,
Noah,
Andy.
And today on Popular Podcasts, we're going to be talking about the new missile defense for the U.S. All right, let's get started. What do you guys think about the new missile defense?
It's definitely a good thing for the United States. It's definitely gonna make us more dangerous. That come 2023, that's when it's supposed to be done, right? When we have that up and running, along with our four other ones, we're gonna be a real threat on the defensive side. It's gonna be hard to get a missile or new class.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about the new laser coming?
I think it can definitely make something of itself. I mean, right now it can only destroy a North Korean missile in the first phase of its flight or liftoff.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's not that impressive because they'd have to get pinpoint accuracy and get it directly. But I think if they keep developing it and we just keep up,
I mean, and that's some cool stuff.
That's
stuff you've seen in movies.
Yeah, like sci-fi movies.
Like, yeah,
and sci-fi. That we're able to accomplish that.
It's just something that it could probably happen in our lifetime or something. It's just really
cool. Gonna happen in our lifetime.
Yeah, if it doesn't just go down the tube, like Megan trying, but let's not get into that. Yes, just like stuff like that.
You just talked about Reagan, about how he designed this.
Yeah,
yeah,
he
Star Wars.
When
like,
he was a president, yeah.
Yeah, he did Star Wars, which is like the Strategic Defense Initiative or something like that. It's like what he was trying to do.
Yeah, everyone thought it was like a joke when they found out about it. But he was actually being serious about it, and
now that we can accomplish.
I mean,
that.
He had the right idea.
They didn't have the right technology.
Yeah,
at the
I mean,
time.
They
want
a giant shield around the United States, kind of. It's like he said, that was the way what he version wanted to do, which is like a good idea, but it kind of it's impossible to really get a shield.
To really, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like if we probably could come up with that technology, like it, like
maybe
involved,
like 100 years from now,
yeah.
Maybe less, I don't know. Do you think we're gonna need to use this system against North Korea and Iran?
Well, I mean, that is the worst case scenario.
But I think it's also inevitable that eventually there is going to be a nuclear war, and eventually it's going to be pretty bad. There's going to be a lot of casualties, and I think if we have this up and running, it'll make us a threat because we can stop most of the
And
groups.
Not just a threat; it will just make us like.
Stronger.
Yeah, and just we'd have to be like a defense.
More allies and make us a bit more dangerous, more threatening, because you can't really get anything by us. So
mm-hmm.
I think it's inevitable that, yes, North Korea, something's going to be said. North Korea and Russia are all going to nuke. It's going to end very bad. Because I think we alone have enough nukes to like blow up the whole world, right?
Yeah, like many times over.
Yeah.
But we're not the only ones who can do that. Russia and China are also making their own versions.
Are we allied with China?
I thought we were allied with South Korea and Japan.
We're allies with many people, but I'm not sure. And Noah, do you have any insight on if we are allies with China or Russia?
I bet Google knows.
Okay, thanks, Noah. That is really helpful. While you get on that, is there anything else that you guys... Think about that, like Jonathan.
We might honestly need to work on our offensive side a little bit too. Now that Russia and China are also working on a good defense,
and Kim Jong Un and North Korea are definitely gonna start bringing that stuff up.
There is a saying: the best defense is the best offense, which I think like could translate to this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because
I mean,
if we have such a good defense, So suppose a missile's coming at us and we destroy it in the air with our defense. Couldn't we just do the same? We could just fire a missile as that's going on and use the defensive missile as a distraction and then just get... I mean, of course, there was radars, which would obviously sense it, but I think it was... I don't know.
See, I think you guys, are you guys like defense or offense?
Defense.
Yeah, defense. Because I'm a person more offense. I would rather like decide to go all out on nuke someone than have the best defense, to have the best nuke for the best defense.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you like, Jonathan? Explain how you think. Timmy, you said I'm gonna go with Timmy instead.
Yeah.
You said best defense is best offense.
Yeah.
Like what do you mean by that? What if like your thing? Because eventually technology is gonna wear out. eventually that maybe one time that you're this new thing may not work, and one nuke slips through. Then we're in serious trouble.
But then again, that would be like, I think that would be extremely rare to happen since our defense is already amazing where it's at, and we have radars everywhere.
Not really.
Yep.
Well, we have radars everywhere,
yeah,
but we don't have defense systems.
You don't have defense. You can see, okay, yeah, great, a nuke's coming down. Good job. You can see the nuke coming down, but what are you going to do about it?
No, we already have defense systems.
We do. We have four, but,
yeah, but
most
I think
of them are on Navy ships. Which, I mean, there are everywhere, but I don't think they're going to be able to stop, like, a normal-sized nuke.
Yeah.
Just from a ship.
Or,
they
if
also,
let's say that Russia or, like, North Korea are two really bad people, two really bad countries and people who hate us, both nuke us at the same time
that,
to try to get us out of the world.
But that wouldn't make sense, because so you're saying that they were allied and they would use both of theirs.
Yeah.
We're also allied with many people. They can use theirs to help us.
Yes.
I
know that's what we're talking about, but I'm saying, like, back to, like, you're saying that this could, like, this thing could, like, save us. I do agree, but I think the power of, like, the offensive nukes can probably get by the... Can you get by the defense eventually?
I think if two missiles collide and one explodes, I'm pretty sure the other one is going to explode too, unless their technology is sufficiently advanced.
So that's your backup plan? Throw another
those.
Nuke at it?
What?
Is that your backup plan? Throw a nuke
well,
at a nuke?
I think
no,
the laser
it's just
would
a
be better than shooting a nuke at it.
Oh, yeah, of course it is. But if we're talking about the missile defense, then we're saying that.
Yeah.
But let's say that the nuclear war happens before... We have the laser. I'd rather have the best. I'd rather have our nuke. I think what you were trying to say is we should have our nukes getting better and better and better.
Back to the nuclear war. I don't think there's ever going to be a nuclear war because people know the capabilities of our modern day, and I don't think people are dumb enough to ruin our whole the whole Earth, ruin our civilization by nuking it. I just don't think it would make sense.
Well, Timmy, there's some people who definitely do that.
Yeah, like
for overpower.
Like,
Kim Jong Un.
Kim Jong Un. He's just shoot into another continent that he'll never see in his life.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter to him. He just.
No, it does. Because if we get into a nuclear war, that means all nukes, every allies, they're gonna both be shooting. So if Kim Jong Un starts it, then his country, he's gonna die. His continent is going to get nuked. His country, sorry. His country is going to get nuked.
I think he realizes that.
Yeah.
That's why I think he might be pushing it off a little bit until he gets a better
I think that if the world were to come to it, it'd be a nuclear war.
Because, I mean, you know he's been, like, threatening to nuke us, and he, of course, he hasn't
but
yet
I don't
because
think
he's a little scared.
I don't think he's stupid enough to, like...
I mean, they did kill his own brother.
Yes.
He's stupid enough to kill his own family just to get power. So I mean, I think he's really desperate
for power.
He loves his power. He loves people worshiping him. So I feel like I think that he'd send a message first to us. I think he'd be smart enough. Maybe he'd nuke like South Korea or like one of our allies first. So we have less allies to nuke him.
Well.
If he did that, we're gonna fight that.
Yeah, which is kind of saying you can kind of see what Timmy means by that. Like, maybe he's not done that. But then I said, what I'm saying is, what if he allies with someone bigger and stronger than we are? Or like as strong as we are, like Russia or China.
But we also have other allies. So basically but
not as strong as North Korea and China.
But we have, okay, so basically what you're saying is, so the way I'm seeing it as, so North Korea isn't as advanced as us. They don't have enough power as us.
Yes, but they're more advanced than some of our allies.
But that's the thing. So you're saying they're like aligned with Russia and they're as strong as us.
Yeah.
So basically, it's South Korea as like the weaker ones. And then Russia and U.S. So we're basically on the same playing ground. So you can't say that one is strong as the other.
I'd say North Korea. If come the nuclear war, North Korea is going to be a powerhouse.
Yes, so is the USA.
Yes, but imagine if like they team up with someone like Russia.
What if we do that?
Russia, really?
No, I'm not saying Russia. I'm just saying, what if we team up with another powerhouse?
Yeah, but that's not, like, we don't have that. Like, those are, I mean, like, we don't, like, we've never really teamed up with them. Like, China, I don't think we'd ever, I think China would be the one that we may team up with. Besides that, no. No, what are your thoughts about that? What did Google say?
Google said that China and the U.S. are not allies.
See, so I think that we don't.
But they are allies with England, France.
So, okay, so
we're Germany, Australia.
Yeah.
I mean,
Israel.
We have a lot of allies, but I think that
they're not as strong.
I don't think they're as strong as North Korea and.
I guess the same. I guess the same is quality over quantity.
Yeah.
But again, I don't think that exactly works with this.
Yeah,
let's say every one of our allies has at least one nuke.
Yeah.
If we get into a nuclear war, and I'm guessing that's not gonna happen.
Germany has
to have
a bucket load.
Yeah.
Then I just think I think we're gonna, if we're the one of the strongest powerhouses and on the earth, and then we have more like little weaker ones, but they're still strong enough. I think we would obviously win.
Yeah. Do you guys have any other thoughts?
No. I think that's all good.
All right. Thank you for joining us on Popular Podcasts.
Sayonara.
See ya.